Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 18th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we prepare them right from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we are projecting having an unseasonably warm day in the 60s. Today's message is titled Light and Life. Scripture text is from John 1, verse 4.
In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
Around the Christmas season, it seems we always get around to a variety of functions in church and elsewhere that include the singing of Christmas carols. This Thursday, we'll be caroling in our own neighborhood. Last night in church, Brooksine invited the congregation to sit close to the piano and select their favorites so we could rejoice in singing these timeless carols.
I noticed just how well-loved and familiar these Christmas hymns are, even though they're generally only sung during a short season. If your home is anything like ours, you also listen to them all through the season as well. A single line from one of these carols will illustrate to many how well you know these songs, even though you very likely never conscientiously set out to memorize them. That line goes like this: light and life to all he brings. And I believe that many of you will identify the carol from that single line. We actually provide an answer at the bottom of our message today if you want to look that up.
And we'll tell you, because this is a podcast, we don't expect you to go to the website. Indeed, the glorious message of the Incarnation is his incomparable blessing of light and life to all he brings. Today, let's just ponder the aspect of life. Consider that at the heart, we really have only two great quests in life. One is for eternal life, and Jesus provides this. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
The other great quest is for abundant life, full and meaningful. And again, Jesus has provided this. He said in John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
Today, this life is freely available to all of us in Christ Jesus. So many willfully reject him. Others shrug off this greatest of gifts and pay no attention, basing their focus instead upon the paltry substitutes the world offers. But the Bible declares, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Will you receive this greatest gift today?
Let's pray together. Jesus, because you came as light into the world, we, the redeemed, are children of the light. May we walk faithfully and earnestly in the light of Christ, so that darkness dissipates wherever we go. May those still walking in darkness be drawn to your light through the things we say and do, as we represent you in the home, the workplace, and wherever we are. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And she is off right now, running. We do have a number of additional notes on our website today. Our web ministry is at www.dailyencouragement.net. That Christmas carol, by the way, where we have the line, "Light and life to all he brings," is from Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We welcome you to visit our site today. There is an additional note and a special tribute to a special lady, a friend in our lives, a special woman of God, that includes a picture. Blessings to you today, and may you all receive Jesus as your Savior and live in the light. Amen.